My name's Jerry Robinson, and I'm this is part of the Friends Oral History Project, recording the events around Gibraltar during the Second World War. I have with me Donald Medley and his wife, and they're kindly going to run me through their experiences and recollections of Gibraltar. Thank you, Donald. I wonder if you could begin by just saying the date and place where you're born, a little bit about your family.
Well, I come from a military family. I was born in Woolwich, in the army.
Of course, that's place. The arsenal. Yeah, that was the Royal Artillery Arsenal.
And I was born there, and from the age of five, I went out to India. Not India. Gibraltar. Sorry,
Egypt.
I'm getting mixed up. Egypt.
Yep.
For 5 years. And on the way back, my life started with growing up with the army, sort of thing.
And that was, you went to Egypt with your parents?
Yeah.
And that must have been a real experience for you, wasn't it?
One of my brothers, the one in the Navy, was born out in Germany after the Second World War.
Right.
The First World War.
Yeah, the First World War.
Yeah, he was born out there.
Yes. And what they, do you have any recollections of living with your parents in Egypt?
Quite a lot. Yeah. My father nearly died out there with, he suffered very badly with his chest, and he nearly died out there.
Okay.
But he carried on, still in the army in the Second World War.
And what did he do in the army?
He wound up in the Pay Corps.
Okay.
Regimental Sergeant Major in the Pay Corps. Yeah.
Very important person.
He was, yeah. They all took notice of him. Yeah. Anyway, to get back to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I went out to...
This is far.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah. And...
Yes,
I went out to Gibraltar. And the last year of the war.
Right.
And the... We was in the South Barracks.
Yes.
32nd Fortress Company.
Okay. Before that, when did you enlist in the army?
30th of June.
He was 18.
I don't know the dates.
He was 18.
When I was 18.
Okay.
I can't remember when.
And then you went into the Royal Engineers?
Well, I had a brother in the Engineers. He was an officer.
Okay.
And
he claimed you.
He claimed me in the days. I didn't see him much after that.
and what was... you're by then already used to military life.
I was, yeah.
What was it like, first impressions of being in the army?
It didn't really mean a lot to me. But a lot of people it upset, but it didn't upset me because I knew too much about it.
Okay.
But once going to Gibraltar, I found it a very... quiet place. There weren't many people there. There was a few Gibraltarians back there.
When you joined, where did you go before you went to Gibraltar? Had war broken out then?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the last year of the war.
Yes.
Mm.
So you enlisted, must have been about 44 or
no,
earlier? 40,
45.
You enlisted 45.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was really right at the...
right at the latter end, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And are we talking about just Gibraltar?
No, a little bit about... Just a little bit about beforehand. So during the war, where was your mother and father?
They was in England.
Okay.
Yeah. My brothers... Well... They were both overseas, I believe, at the time.
Okay.
And
where were you in London? Were you in London, sorry?
Living?
Yeah.
Yeah, near...
Hastings or Woolwich?
No, not Woolwich.
But roughly in the London area.
Yeah. Hampstead Way.
Okay.
Yeah. Hampstead.
And your parents, obviously, your father was still serving in the military.
He was then, yes.
Then when you enlisted, were you posted anywhere else, or was Gibraltar your first
No,
posting?
I was posted to Aldershot first.
Okay.
And there I went to a physical training place because I was underweight.
Get you into shape.
Yeah. And after that, we went to Gibraltar after that. Okay. Yeah.
And what unit were you with then?
32nd Fortress Company there.
Okay. Yeah. And did you go out with other people, other soldiers?
Oh, yeah. I had three other men, well, two other guys we knocked about together, you know,
after
we got to know one another.
And first impressions of getting out there? You said it was a quiet place.
It was a quiet place in so much that soldiers in them days never had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And what we found out there, Americans, when they come out on the boats, they had plenty of money. Up went the prices, and the soldier couldn't get nothing. He got bugger all, to be truthful.
I heard a similar story about that.
And to be truthful, with the Cameronians, when they were there, they got in with us. They were broke, they had no money, and they said, look, we can't buy stuff to go home, so let's get it off of the Yanks. So we did. In them days, the Alameda Gardens, all the flats that are there now wasn't there. It's just the roadway that's going through there. And the rest was just gardens. And we used to go up there, a few of us, half a dozen of us.
I don't know who wants to hear this bit.
It's true.
No, go on. I will take
it's
anything.
True. And call the Yanks, come up. Boys are up here and give it all the rubbish, you know.
Yeah.
Up they come, we go wallop, take their things, and that was that. We had our stuff, they had theirs. And that's how it really happened. That was true, that is.
Yes. Okay.
That's an old story, but it's a true one.
Right. Yeah. And then when you first got out there, did you go around, you were in what barracks?
Camp Bay?
No, not
is it Camp
Gibraltar,
Bay?
Was it? Not Camp Bay, what's the big barracks where we live around the corner?
Where the school is.
Where the school is, yeah.
It's gone like my head now.
Don't worry.
I can't think of that school.
No.
It's a school now.
Okay, don't worry.
Is that barracks? No.
I can't think of that.
Was it in the south part of the rock?
South Barracks.
South Barracks.
It's a school now.
Yeah.
But that was our barracks. So.
Okay.
And when the Cameronians left the rock.
So they were before you?
Oh, yeah. But the REs was there all the time.
Yeah.
And we shared the same barracks as they did.
Okay.
He was in the lower half, he was at the top. And when they left, we went down to
Camp Bay,
where the prison camp was.
Yeah.
Stayed there with the prisoners, put them to work, whatever.
Yes.
And
we'll come on and discuss that, because that's a fascinating bit. And we also have this photograph that you have.
Yeah.
So, first impressions of Gibraltar, a quiet place. Did you have a good look around?
Oh, yeah, we got to know the place. Mm. Well, not too much of it, really, because it's a walking place, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You got to know where the pubs were in the main street. And that was
Trocadero?
Did you ever go
to the Trocadero?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Yes.
Well,
it's quite a notorious place during the war.
They had the dancing girls there that used to come over from Spain.
Mm.
And but we didn't use it a lot because it was too dear. We use the Neffy in places like that, you know. But apart from that, most of the time we spent drinking, I suppose.
Yes, I think a lot of servicemen did.
They did, yeah.
Going around with your mates.
Yeah.
Did you have certain bars? If you didn't drink in the Neffy, did you have certain other bars that you went to?
Yeah. Can't think of the name.
There was a London bar or something, wasn't there?
No.
Anyway, probably changed.
Yeah.
And what was your first job when you arrived there?
I was a driver to start with.
Okay.
That was my job, a driver. But somebody else wanted the job. I didn't want it. So I wanted to get in with my mates, so we chopped over. And,
okay.
I went with the works company and we was doing works all over the rock.
You went on the airfield, didn't you?
On the airfield.
And so were they tunnelling at the time?
Oh yeah, we were still working in the tunnels. The Germans were working in the tunnels as well.
And that's amazing. I mean, they were prisoners of war.
Mm.
How come they were, and Geneva Convention, etc., how come they, did they volunteer to work, or were they persuaded?
No, they made to work, I should imagine.
Okay.
They just worked as far as I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what, so what was your actual job itself?
Well, whatever come along, really.
Okay.
Yeah. We should go up, put gates up and things, and knock things down. And
All around the tunnels?
Yeah, all over the place. Yeah.
Okay.
Put gates all up, all around the, all up the island.
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah. Did you ever do any tunnelling or know people that were doing the tunnelling?
No.
Because that was Royal Engineers the blasting.
Yeah. No, we wasn't into that.
Okay.
They did have tunnels there, but we wasn't into that.
And by 1945, were they still working on the runway then?
They was, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there was widening it a bit, I think, at that time.
Okay. Because a lot of the work happened, at the start of the war.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned about guarding the POWs.
Well, you didn't have to guard them, really. They couldn't go nowhere.
They could have done a bit of mischief, though, if left alone.
No, I don't think so. No, they were quite all right, as far as that was concerned.
So guarding of them was pretty minimal?
Yeah.
But they didn't have too much freedom to wander around by themselves?
No. Before I got there, they had trouble with the Italians, when they surrendered and would come over to our side.
Yeah.
They had a lot of trouble with them then, I believe.
What sort of trouble?
I believe the Germans set about them, and they had to separate them then, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
And how did the Germans, obviously they had been captured somewhere, but where did they sort of come from?
I think North Africa, mostly.
Were they?
Yeah.
And they were brought over by the Navy or the Air Force?
I should imagine so, yeah.
And how many were there?
Oh, I don't know when we was there. 100 or so. Not too many there when I was there.
Yeah.
A lot of them had gone back.
Okay.
I don't know why. There was a lot of young ones when I was there, but I don't know what their character was. You know, they never... never made any trouble at all.
Did you ever talk to them or so?
No, not really. I took one to the hospital once where he got some dirt in his eye, and he was a bit dubious about going in. I said, "No, come on, get out of there." it was the old hospital that's being done up now.
Yes,
was the old one.
Mm. Yeah,
took him up there. When he was patched up, he was well pleased. He thought he was going to do something to his eye, I think.
And what sort of work did they do then in the tunnels on the runway?
Mostly concrete work, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, down concrete.
So quite hard physical
work. Yeah, mostly. Laying roads and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They never saw nothing or done nothing. They just kept to one area, you know.
Yeah. And presumably the German officers made sure that they were
the British took over. Nobody gave them any orders. Only our sergeant or somebody like that.
Okay.
Tell them what to do. They knew what to do anyway. You know.
Yeah. Because it's really quite fascinating to having sort of POWs on the Rock.
Mm.
And how many Italians were there?
Oh, no idea.
No.
They weren't there when I was there. They've gone.
Okay. Because Italy changed size.
Yeah,
for
that's
war,
right.
So
yeah,
they
yeah,
would have
yeah.
been shipped out
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah. And then, did you say that you were involved on the runway?
Yeah, only a few days here and there, you
yeah.
know. Different. You get different jobs, you know.
Yeah. And you had this story about your teeth, or?
Yeah, that was on the runway. We was messing about, and I was laughing, and my front teeth fell out and went in the water. That amused the Germans. They thought it was very funny, like,
yeah,
you know, but we could never find them.
Yeah.
So no.
So they're under the runway.
Yeah,
somewhere.
They've gone. They went. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, how long were you there, all told?
Just over 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So 45 to 46 sometimes.
Yeah, 46, 47. Yeah.
And during when you got there, were there many Gibraltarian families there, or
yeah,
had they started to come back?
Quite a few. Yeah, yeah.
And did you associate with any of the Gibraltarians?
Not really. No, they didn't really want to know us too much. I don't know why, but they didn't. No. They served in the canteens and places like that, but you never got to know them very well, you know.
No.
Some guys did. Some. We've got a couple out there now.
Who's married?
Who married?
Yes.
With our mob, but married these
girls.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
But we never bothered with them. No.
Because when you were there, during the war, the whole of Gibraltar was virtually a garrison.
Oh, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And were they starting to reduce it by the time you were there? Or?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It was getting back to normal stages when I was there. But the only people that we found was bad was the Americans. They were the only rough lot we found.
Mm.
Yeah. They were too flesh with their money and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And were there fights and tensions?
Yeah,
and
yeah, usually, yeah, yeah.
When the American boats come in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. If we was drinking in a bar and they come in, they sort of started it and we finished it, sort of thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
There's no messing about. Everybody knew what they had to do and they done it, you know.
Yeah.
That was the end of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, they had this thing about, was it the Americans who were given the card, don't try and outdrink the British or mess
with them. Oh, yeah, rubbish. Yeah.
And what was it like when the big Navy, the carriers and the big Royal Navy ships came in, because all the Navy would want to go and party as well?
Yeah. Well, they used the big carriers and that, they all had bikes, most of them. I'll tell you a story about them. They was only once did they ever do, to my knowledge, the Keys, the ceremony of the Keys.
Yeah.
They was out there, and we wasn't on the parade, but we watched it, you know. And the Scotch people, they come down, and the everybody come down, boom, 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 all their different regiments, down to the square, and the Yanks were right at the back, and they was all in cars and things, and banging their drums, and there was a right show up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the only time they ever done it, and they never done it no more after
did,
that.
Did you do participate?
No.
Because
no.
It was mostly infantry.
Yeah. No, the British were in it, the engineers were in it, but I was never picked on that now.
So you never had to dress up in your number one dress or number two dress or whatever it was?
No.
And then, did you were there? What did you used to do apart from drinking in the
natural? Swimming mostly. Yeah. Swimming, yeah. Sunbathing, swimming.
Whereabouts did you used to go?
Where we were in the
Camp Bay.
Camp Bay. Yeah.
It's always told me.
Yeah.
And Camp Bay is Catalan Bay now.
Yeah. And we used to go down. Where was in the other hotel? Where was that?
Which one?
The last one.
Caletta Palace?
Caletta Palace, yeah.
Caletta, yeah. Along there.
Because there's where all the little restaurants and
that's
the village.
Right, yeah.
The old.
Yeah.
Because that was an old fishing village.
That's right. It was then. That's
was
all
it then?
Was then, yeah. And we used to go down there and swim too. Mm.
And then were they still going out in their local boats fishing?
We never took a lot of notice of them, okay. Really, no.
And Eastern Beach up near the railway?
Yeah, no, we never used to go there.
No. Okay. No. And then did you remain on the rock for a whole 2 years, or did you go into La Linha or Algeciras?
No.
Was the border open?
It was open, yeah. Some people went, some didn't. I think why a lot of people didn't go over there, when the Yanks came, they started getting a lot of disease over there.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Because a lot of them went to local brothels and things over there.
So not many went over, I don't think.
There was a quite funny situation where they had the Germans there, the Italians and so it was like a little town full of spies, really.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Did you get any stories of that?
Yeah, you get these little mysteries, yeah. No, I think the average people of Gibraltar, they weren't very friendly, I don't think. Not at that time, anyway.
No.
Never found it that way.
No.
We just kept to ourselves, you know.
There was a lot of during the war, most families were evacuated apart from the men who would work in the local dockyard or power station or something, and they started coming back, I think, about 1944. So I suspect only a small portion of the women and the mothers and stuff would come back by then. Mm. Did you enjoy your time in Gibraltar?
Not when I first got there, but I did afterwards. Yeah.
Were you ever bored?
Yeah. It was a boring place, there's no doubt about it, because there was nothing to do there, really. Mm. You know.
Did they lay on anything like film nights or...?
No, there was one picture house that's been pulled down now.
Okay.
But there was just the one.
Yeah. Picture place. And any other military-type social activities?
No, not really. Football, there's plenty of football.
Yeah.
But I was interested in that, really.
Okay. Yeah. And then, did you have, were you, the POW, you said the POWs were in the Nissen huts in camp, part of camp?
Yeah, not. Yeah. They was over this side.
Okay, so.
This was all British, like, yeah.
Right. So you were accommodated in small round corrugated Nissen huts.
Yeah, these type of things.
Yeah. And what were facilities like?
Quite good there, really.
Yeah. And the food?
Yeah, food was good.
Yeah.
Not as good as the Yanks.
Not as good as the Yanks. Yeah. Okay. And
this part here.
Yeah. Just a bit further along.
Well, when the boats come in, I want to tell you a little story about this. When the big boats come in.
Yeah.
The Yanks used to ride around on bikes, right? And at night time, we used to pinch their bikes and ride home on them. And we used to throw them in the sea. Just there.
Just near, that's where there was a jetty built for bringing ammunition into the tunnels.
I know what you mean. Yeah. But we used to throw them in there. I can't see very well, I've just had my eye down.
Okay.
But we used to sleep, and they started saying, where were these bikes? Anyway, they found these bikes.
Was there trouble to play?
Oh, yeah. We do. Nobody's never said how they come there, how they got there. But they got them all out anyway.
So there was quite a lot of rivalry between
them. Oh, there was, yeah.
But would you drink with them as well?
With the Yanks? Mm. No, they wouldn't drink with us anyway. No.
They'd probably been warned not to.
Yeah, possibly.
And did you climb up round the have a look round the rock, you know, did you go off walking round the rock? And
not really, no. There's too many gates up there, it's closed.